Today is one of those exceptional days that we have in the calendar. There are many feasts and also many indulgences to be had. Of course, we know it is the first Friday of the month of August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is also the feast, and particularly, but not only among the Franciscan family, of Our Lady of the Angels, the Porciuncola. It was here that before his death, the Blessed Mother and our Lord appeared to St. Francis, and in that little chapel that he had restored, asked him to go to the Holy Father and beseech a plenary indulgence for all those who would come and go to confession and do the things that are supposed to be done for a plenary indulgence. Now, they did, or he did, as our Lord asked and our Lady asked, and of course, many of the cardinals were against it. This was unheard of at the time. This is in the beginning of the 13th century. And nevertheless, the Holy Father said, yes, if our Lord wants this and our Lady, then it shall be. And whosoever comes to the Porciuncola on this day every year till the end of time, they may receive a plenary indulgence. In addition, throughout the ages, through the grace of the Supreme Pontiffs of the Church, the indulgence has been extended to every Franciscan church and convent and monastery. And in later years, it has been extended to every parish that wishes to receive the particular indulgence. So today is a plenary indulgence day because of Our Lady of the Angels. And of course, you can look up, and it was, as I tell you, every year on this day, it was one of the first places where I said Mass after my ordination. And I was so very happy because when I turned around to say Dominus Vobiscum, all of a sudden, and it was a song Mass, a high Mass, there were like 100 nuns, all in the beautiful habits, and they sang the Mass of the Angels for me and for our Lord. And so it was a very, very blessed occasion. So today is a very special day, and of course we look to Reverend Mother Mary Angelica that she may soon be beatified and canonized. And then, of course, we have the feast in this rite of St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori. His life reads like a very, very interesting novel. From being a lawyer and then studying theology and philosophy, having had problems with the law because he did not follow every single comma and dot on the paper, and he lost the case by his own fault, and he said, enough of this, and then he decided to belong to Jesus Christ. And thus the collect of today's Mass that reminds us to turn from the things of this world to the things of God. Eventually, he would start the congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, known as the Redemptorists, and he would be made bishop of St. Agata dei Gotti in Italy, of course, and from there it's all history. He had a most interesting life, wrote many, many, many books, all of which I recommend to you. He is also the patron saint of moral theologians, and he also had what perhaps may have been a stroke or something that debilitated him towards the end of his life. So he suffered tremendously because of this. And he suffered tremendous betrayals by some of his own sons. So his life is very full to teach us many, many wonderful things. In addition, today we have the feast of Pope St. Stephen the First. In the very first centuries of the Church, when most of the popes were martyrs, St. Stephen was betrayed by somebody in the Catholic community, in the congregation, perhaps a deacon or a priest, and the Roman soldiers erupted into the mass, which was in the catacombs, and he didn't bat an eye. He finished the mass and then sat down on the throne, put the tiara on his head, and they cut his head off right on the throne. And so he sanctified by his precious blood this particular day. So this indeed is a very blessed day for us. And of course, he took his name from our patron saint, Saint Stephen the Proto-Martyr. May all of these saints intercede for us and protect and bless us in this day and age in which we too have so many adventures in the faith, so many things, so many sorrows, so many difficulties to overcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.